approach.
Torello, KP2HXS. What's going on? I'm one busy son of a gun today.
Unfortunately, it's overloaded with extreme work today, but I've got a few of this coming somewhere down the line.
I hear you. Were you able to tell your friend about me there in the band?
I did. He told me that he was going to talk to the other band members, and because he's been pretty much taking the load of lead and rhythm at the same time. But he said he told me the other day that he was going to be probably texting you here soon.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and then I got another guy came over here. He's a fiddler player of all things.
Oh, that's good. We can, you know, get a little bluegrass thing going.
Hit rock.
I lost you there for a minute.
Sounds like y'all might have a pretty decent band going on. Get y'all all together.
That works for me. I like bluegrass. Heck, I played it in Florida for quite a number of years.
I keep going back to that Alabama song. You want to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddler in the band.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You got to have a fiddler in the band.
He seemed pretty interested in it. He asked him what kind of person you were and all that. I said, well, I've known him for a little while. He's a pretty good guy, what I know, and pretty good guitar player, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of got piqued his interest a bit.
Oh, I appreciate that. Why are you telling him I'm the biggest jerk on the planet? Are you kidding me? Come on. I'm attitude mile wide. I turn my amp on 11 all the time, you know. See if he responds to that. See if he gets a chuckle.
I hear you. Let me let you go for a couple minutes till I get situated. I'm about pulling where I'm going at, but I'm just going to sit here for a minute and be on the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to be designated in about 5 minutes myself, so I heard you in there. Just wanted to catch up with you there for a minute. All right, my friend, you have a good afternoon, KG4. KQ4? Or is it KQ4, right?
Back 4, Lima Oscar, Tao, by the way. So good talk to you, Dave.
Yep, I remember your name. I just couldn't remember your darn call. KQ4LOO, KB2HXS. All right, Tal, I'll catch you a little later. I'm going to be designated here in a minute myself.
KQ4LOO, standing by. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Victor 4, Romeo Victor, listening.
KB2HXS here. Got about a minute to go. Go ahead, Dave here.
On a little Bofang that I haven't used for a while. What in the world does this rig sound like? Hey, V4RV.
Oh, man. Far cry better in the audio department. I can actually understand what you're saying now. No, very clean audio. Good audio.
Amazing. I think I got this little Chinese radio for about $40, and I've got it on a 19-inch mag mount on top of my truck, and that's probably really, I think I got the antenna for $5 at a ham fest up at Shelby. KB4RV.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm running a... I think I just missed my turn. Doggone it. I'm running a ICOM IC7000 in my vehicle here, and I got a permanent mounted antenna on the top of the roof.
Quieting. Very, very clean. Very clean. Hey, listen, let's get back to your other station there. Good to talk to you. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor 73 and clear.
Very good, sir. Have a good afternoon. I'm about to decimate. I got about 2 minutes to go here. I'll be decimated at my next customer. Have a good day. KP2HXS.
Station that was on the Baofeng, this is KQ4LOO. I can't remember. You said KV4 Romeo or something? I can't remember. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Operator name is Ross, Radio Ocean, Sugar Sugar, QTH is Taylor's. Indigo, you were absolutely clear. Now you got a bunch of static in the background.
Well, he's perfectly readable here in 0TR. You're in this is Tom, and I'm located up here between Lake Robbins and Lake Cunningham. And you didn't have any static on your signal here. It's just his conditions or his radio. I don't know which one.
Since you're coming in kind of static, it might be my location getting a bad reception at the moment there, Tom.
Bad, really. The other gentleman, Ross, go ahead.
Again here, I'm on a battery-operated handheld, so I don't know. I probably only have about 5 watts, but that's a condition here. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, standing by.
No, you're doing fine, Ross, especially with a radio that is a China product. That's C-H-I-N-A is what we used to call them up in Kansas. Been down here about 16 years now. So we're legal immigrants, I guess you would say, Ross. But you're doing just fine, especially for a handy talkie. Those are notorious for position if you move or something. But if you put a handy talkie and a mag mount on the roof, you'll do just fine. And you probably won't even need the 5 watts. I can tell you this much, if you run it very much on 5 watts, it'll get so hot you won't want to hold it.
And I learned early on with the little mag mount that comes with it. When you buy it, it's really kind of like a dummy load. Thing gets so hot, so I bought a whip antenna, and that doesn't get quite so hot, and it's a little better. But I learned quickly that this radio needs a good antenna. You don't get out much with that little rubber ducky. Listen, I got to get back. Got to get back inside, out of the cold. You all take care and have a good one. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, 73 and clear.
Nice to meet you, Ross. Pleasure's all mine. And Cal, I got to go too. I'm trying to search and find out how to print my membership here on the ARRL. I go to membership and it says to log in. Well, I'm already logged in. And I've printed it before, years past, but I got to run out and get the mail, too, so I'll let you go. And good to hear you this afternoon. It's 10-0 TR, clear.